True sanctification is a life work. Sanctification is not the work of a moment, an hour, a day, but of a lifetime. It is not gained by a happy flight of feeling, but is the result of constantly dying to sin and constantly living for Christ. Not by intermittent efforts, but by persevering discipline and stern conflict, we shall overcome. So long as Satan reigns, we shall have self to subdue, besetting sins to overcome. So long as life shall last, there will be no point which we can reach and say, I have fully attained. Sanctification is the result of lifelong obedience. None of the apostles or prophets ever claimed to be without sin. Men who have lived nearest to God, who would sacrifice life itself rather than knowingly commit a wrong act, have confessed the sinfulness of their nature. They have claimed no righteousness of their own, but have trusted wholly in the righteousness of Christ. The more clearly we discern the purity of Christ's character, the more clearly shall we see the exceeding sinfulness of sin. There will be a continual confession of sin and humbling of the heart before Him. At every advanced step our repentance will deepen. We shall confess, I know that in me, that is, in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let not God be dishonored by the declaration from human lips, I am sinless, I am holy. Sanctified lips will never give utterance to such presumptuous words. Let those who feel inclined to make a high profession of holiness look into the mirror of God's law. As they understand its work as a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart, they will not boast of sinlessness. If, says John, we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins, and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. There are those who profess holiness, who claim a right to the promises of God, while refusing to obey his commandments. But this is presumption. True love for God will be revealed in obedience to all his commandments. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. He that keepeth his commandments dwelleth in him, and he in him. John did not teach that salvation is to be earned by obedience, but obedience is the fruit of faith and love. Ye know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not, whosoever sinneth hath not seen him, neither known him. If we abide in Christ, our feelings, our thoughts, our actions, will be in harmony with the will of God. The sanctified heart is in harmony with the precepts of God's law.